Hello, this is the Exotics Fan, Al speaking. Yeah, what seems to be going on? Yeah, well, just bear with me. I'll get up our appointment book because, yeah, for a guinea pig not to be eating, it is a little bit odd. We do have. Yeah, and we can come to expect that sometimes if they aren't eating, the feces portion will. We have one appointment left today that we could get you guys booked in for, and that'd be at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Oh, okay. Sure. What suburb were you guys in? Just bear with me. I'll get an idea of. There are other vets available that do treat exotics, and so if you were busy this afternoon, couldn't come in for the 4 p.m. appointment, I would try Moranbah Downs. So Vet MD at Moranbah Downs, they have an exotics vet there, and I'd try and give them a call just to see if they would be able to get you guys in before this afternoon. Yeah, so we are open tomorrow, but tomorrow is already fully booked, and we're at Vet Down as well tomorrow, and so we've just got the one vet, unfortunately. Otherwise, I definitely would have offered that tomorrow for you guys. And so, if you wanted to, just try Vet MD at Moranbah Downs. Otherwise, there is a vet at Chermside, Unusual Pet Vets, that you might be able to get in with. But again, I'm not too sure about their scheduling, so I'd give them a call. That's normally how it goes. And so, yeah, I think that if you have noticed that he's eating a lot less and looking a little bit uncomfortable, then I would definitely try and give those other vets a call today. Otherwise, we do have that 4 p.m. appointment, so you could potentially call back and we can try and work something out. But unfortunately, yeah, it's a that kind of day, isn't it? Yeah. No, that's okay. There are the other vets around, so you can definitely give them a go. Vet MD, so M for Moranbah, D for Downs. And you can give them a go. Otherwise, there's Unusual Pet Vets, which is a little bit further down. But they would be, an extra little bit of a drive, but they would also be there that you can give a go. Yes. Yep. Unfortunately, with something like this, where it could be dental or anything else like that as to why he's not eating, there is nothing that we could really recommend from home. We would have to see him in to prescribe medications. But I think if you wanted to give those other vets a go, because if they do have availabilities prior to when you do have to leave, then you can get him in and discuss, the plan, and then they can hopefully prescribe some medications to keep him comfortable. Awesome. You're very welcome. No worries. Bye-bye.